Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I welcome everyone. And Prudence, you're back.
I'm back. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, a little under the weather.
A little bit, but I'm getting rested back up, I think, from my trip.
So you got to play. Where did you go? Tell everybody.
I was actually in Mexico City. We flew into Mexico City, and then we went up. It was a big family wedding, and then we went up north of Mexico City to a little place called Tlaxcala, T-L-A-X-C-A-L-A.
Say that again 5 times.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Anyway, it was this beautiful little spot I'd never been to before. Probably the cleanest little city I've ever seen there. It was a cute little artist community, and we stayed in this hotel right off the big main courtyard area, and where the wedding was just a couple blocks away, so we didn't even have to jump in cars. We could walk to the wedding and
so no wonder you checked out. All right, well, I welcome everybody to the Kim Pagano Show. I also have Sheldon Brown, and he is the owner and publisher of Venture Breeze, and that is your hometown. I like that hometown.
That's
paper,
right.
And I'm so excited to introduce him because I've actually started writing a column in there.
Yes.
And so I wanted to welcome you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, thank you. And so I am actually, where does everybody find those papers?
Well, we're in almost 600 locations.
600 locations.
Wow.
That's
about
great.
Congratulations.
90% in Ventura, about 35 in Ojai, about 20 in the Channel Islands Harbor.
So you're all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's
good.
Hard to say exactly where the post office is.
Right, and so you just you kind of like let everybody know what's going on in Ventura.
Yeah, yeah, we're kind of unique. We have some locations. We leave 5 newspapers because we want to be out there in the community and want the community to know what's going on and appreciate the paper.
Well, great, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. I'm actually, so when anybody grabs their newspaper, I want you to turn to page 7, which is my lucky number. So thank you for putting me on there.
may not always be page 7.
I know. That's
so
okay. It's the first one. So, you know,
we also look at the whole paper to find
That's right. So, but there is a lot of great things in here. But I do have my first column, which is Nothing is by Accident. And it's an introduction to how I got started here on the Kim Pagano Show. I have a great show for you today. We're going to find out a little bit about Sheldon and his Ventura Breeze. And then we have tickets to give away. In fact, Sheldon, tell about those tickets.
Yeah, we have a couple of tickets to the Olivas Adobe Saturday night, and it's going to be the Army of Freshmen. It's kind of a younger for the Olivas Adobe rock group.
Wait, what do you mean younger? We can't go? No.
Well, it's been historically kind of an older crowd at the Olivas, and they're trying to get the young kids there because it's a great venue, great evening.
How fun.
Music goes at 7:30, gates open at 6:30, and you can bring your own food, bring your own wine.
Oh, you can?
Oh, very nice.
I've never been there.
Yeah, so
it's
really a great evening.
I might have to go out and call myself, so that's cool. you know, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. We've got Jacob on the board today. How you doing? Nice do there.
Thanks, Kim.
I'm going to have to put a little Facebook picture of his mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you wear it well, so.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, what made you do that?
I don't know. I just school's about to start, trying to get a new look, you know. So
you're all about new looks. I love it.
I try to start a fresh start, you know. So
yeah, everybody wants a fresh start.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, really, that's what it's all about. It's kind of. I always think that they say that, you know, January 1st is the new year, but really I feel like the beginning of school is
first
the new
day of
year.
School.
It really
yeah.
is.
You know, it really amazes me how the school schedule calendar really impacts everyone, whether or not you're in school or whether or not you have children in school. The world runs almost semester by semester.
It really
it's
does.
It's very amazing to watch.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the fashions. You can see the traffic. There's just, I mean, it, you know, everything starts to, even the weather, you know? I mean, really, it's all about,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And
so.
Parents are happy. They get rid of the kids.
Exactly.
See a lot of smiles.
There you go. See, I don't know. I have, my kids are homeschooled, so I kind of enjoy my children. But yes, there is a lot of parents that are like, ah, it's my time.
Mm-hmm. Although the traffic part of it, I don't really enjoy so much.
No.
You have to plan a little bit further ahead. You have to get up a little earlier. Yeah, the whole
thing.
Yeah.
So, well, I want to tell you also we have Lauren Kalin and Sophia Fioli coming on, and they're going to be talking about, it's actually funny, but when parents text, hopefully they're not driving so they can be a good example to their children. But when parents text, you know, it's funny, a lot of parents aren't good texters. So you're going to be, it's really funny what happens when they text and what comes out. Because I have one of those automatic things, and, you know, I'll be like, can you pick up the, you know, dog food? And it comes out, can you pick up, you know, something else, and it's us, and you don't catch it. So it, anyways, they have a whole website about it, so it should be funny.
Yeah, it's I always tease my mom. She's definitely not technologically inclined, and she attempts it. She tries, but poor thing, it just always comes out wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's really an art.
Yeah,
there is an art to it. And and then we have Kimberly Clayton Blaine, and she's going to be coming on talking about a new survey that finds that coupled with music makes children happier. And parents, she's a parent expert, gives tips on making the most out of playtime. So, you know, anything that has a little bit, it kind of makes more of a well-rounded person.
You know, I've been thinking a lot lately. We've had the folks from the Lewis Academy,
yeah,
our
Lewis
sponsors,
Academy.
Come on. And I've been thinking about, in the past when I played music, really what is it about music that helps with the brain and helps with everything? And I just think now, if I went back, I played cello for about 6 years, and to take the time to learn the music, so you're doing eye-hand coordination because you're using your hands, both hands, plus what you're seeing and having to learn a whole new language by reading the music and the scales. Now, she's probably not, the lady today is probably not going to go as in-depth to learning music as much as using music, but the power of music is amazing. And unfortunately, it's less and less in the schools and less taught. So I'm looking forward to hear what she says.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's funny, my dad just opened up a consignment store down in Palm Springs, and he's got this it's a baby grand piano, and I'm telling you, it plays, and it's a player, so it plays all the different instruments. And
oh,
I'm
nice.
Not, I've never learned. We have a piano in our house, and I kind of like played a little bit on it, but it was pretty intriguing to have all those different sounds. There's something about music that just is so tranquil.
It, you know, it really is. My grandfather actually was blinded at birth and learned to play piano by ear. And he wrote and composed, and that's how he raised a family of 11 children, was with his music. And it's so interesting to see how that has carried through our family, as well as through, actually, not any of his children played music, but the grandchildren all play music. And it really... it really has had a big impact on our family to have that so tied in with everything that we do.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to give out, because we actually, I have some books that I have for, you know, that we've had on our show. And so I thought, I'm getting a big collection, so I'm going to share them with my listeners. So I've got Regret Land, and that is by A Journey to Freedom. Really great, a great book. And it's just a little handbook that, do you have any regrets? You might want to pick this up. So I'm going to give that one away. And also The Diet Joke Book, a reprogramming guide for perpetual consumers. And that was another really great read. And I know you have a couple that you can read.
Yeah, I have two other books as well that we're going to give away. One is called Devious, and it's set in New Orleans, a really juicy murder mystery.
And that's by Lisa Jackson.
Lisa Jackson, who's a number one New York Times bestselling author. And then another great little book, also on the New York Times bestseller, This Is Not the Story You Think It Is, A Season of Unlikely Happiness. And really, it seems like the crux of this is about finding our happiness within ourselves and not stop looking outside for that validation.
Yeah, so if you want to take part in any of that, plus we have tickets that Sheldon just brought in for Saturday night, all you have to do is give us a call here at 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008 and 0008, right? 0008. Also, we are on Twitter at the Kim Pagano Show. We're also on Facebook, and we've got all of that open. That's at the Kim Pagano Show. And also, we are, you can tune into my website at the Kim Pagano Show, too. So we are all over. And I want to hear from you. And yesterday was amazing. I had so many calls for my attorney that was on. And if there is a topic that you're not hearing here, because I love to add value every day and every way. And that's what I do. More every morning that I come in here and every afternoon. And remember that if for any reason you don't hear something, my show in the morning, you can always hear it again from 3 to 4. All right. So we do have our first guest on, and we have Sophia. No, we have Lauren. All right. Lauren, are you there? Sophia's on vacation, right?
Sophia's on vacation.
Okay, perfect.
So we're splitting the task.
Got it. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your website.
Well, Sophia and I have a website called whenparentstext.com, and it essentially chronicles and collects the funniest text messages that parents send their kids. And it's recently been turned into a book.
Oh,
so we're really excited about.
Okay, cool. And is the book already out?
The book should be in bookstores soon, if not already. We're getting reports that it's trickling in, but the official release date is September 1st.
Oh, I can't wait to get mine.
Congratulations.
So how did you guys come about this?
Well, Sophie and I graduated from college in May 2010. We're childhood best friends, and we didn't have any jobs lined up, so we had to move back home and live with our parents. And it just so happened that at the same time, my mom had gotten a smartphone, and she was really excited about all the new features and, like, trying to stay in touch with me.
You know, in fact, as you're just saying that, I want to tell everybody also that they can find my show, The Kim Pagano Show, on TuneIn Radio, talking about apps. So that's another great way to tune in. Go ahead.
Well, my mom had, she was trying to use the apps and all these different features, emoticons, play with all these different things, right? And she texted me one night about tacos, and something got lost in translation, and at the end of it, I showed the text to Sophia, and we had a conversation about how it should be a website, that there should be something out there that collects all of these texts. And so we started putting up text messages from our friends and our family. And then, within a month or so, we were featured on the Huffington Post. We were in Entertainment Weekly. And we started getting hundreds and hundreds of submissions daily and millions of page views a month.
So what is the funniest one that you've seen so far?
The funniest one I've seen so far? Wow, that's a question. I mean, I have my favorites that are very specific to my humor. There's one... My favorite in the book that's mentioned is called Piece of Paper, and the me voice in this scenario, the child asks their mom, can we go to yoga tonight? And the mom replies, maybe. I really have to find a piece of paper, though, tonight.
And what was it supposed to be?
I just love that one because I just imagine the mom looking for a single piece of paper on her desk, and that task could take all night.
Huh. I don't know that I understand that one.
Yeah, I don't either. Exactly. Yeah. Now, what was it? What was it meant to be?
I have no idea.
I don't think
the voice understood either.
Yeah.
We also have an entire section in the book devoted to the relationship that parents have with their pets. So in this one, it's called Family Photo.
Okay.
The mom texts their child, "Can you be available around 1 p.m. on Sunday for a family photo?" And the me voice says, sure, should I wear anything specific? And the mom replies back, black, so the dog's colors will show best.
Oh, come on. All right.
You know, I have a funny story. It's actually not about texting, but it's about faxing. And talk about technology. I was working actually with a social worker, and she was trying to fax some information to a facility. And this woman kept calling and complaining that the fax paper that she was sending over smelled bad. And not even catching that, well, if something smells bad, it's on your end, not us faxing you something.
That's
it was really funny that she thought it was our paper that smelled bad.
That is so, that's hilarious, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do realize that it's funny because my daughter, my younger daughter, her boyfriend was in Afghanistan, and so she would keep his parents kind of in the loop about what's going on when she got a phone call. And so she would text them little things, and he would text her back. And so then when he got back, he said, "What? Who are you texting?" And goes, "Oh, your dad." And she said, "He's like, my dad doesn't text." And he goes, "Really? Look at this." Well, the whole time that he's been gone, he was gone, she was actually teaching him. And so now he's like totally up on texting, you know. And the kids are like, I mean, there's, you know, a couple of the boys, and they're like, "My dad doesn't text." "Oh, really?" Here he goes. So they are getting more, you know, better at it. My parents both text now, and it's kind of fun. It's a whole nother communication. Although at the same time, I really like communicating, you know, on a telephone or talking, because it's appropriate, like if you're in a movies and you can't talk or that kind of thing. But other than that, you know, it's a really quick little shout out. You know?
Yeah, and I think, well, parents more and more, I think, are doing it too as a means to stay in touch with their children, because otherwise they're not getting to talk.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, yeah. So.
Yeah, we hear a lot about that, that parents are, they're saying they have to text their kids because their kids won't answer their phone calls.
Yeah, so well, I would be like, and then you can't have a phone.
So, no, I'm in class. I can't answer
yeah,
the phone.
Yeah, well, that, okay, that's, yeah, you know, so, but it is, you know, I have to tell you, you know, being on, you know, my show and being a host, I get a lot of texts, and sometimes it's just enough to just try and, you know, text them back that I'd rather just make a really quick phone call. Yeah.
Right.
So
you have a cute one here on the paper. It's from, it looks like all four are from mom, and it says, "Are you on your way to Zimbabwe?" And it just says, "Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Zumba. I finally got it right."
Yeah. And that is it. Because last night I was trying to text and it kept coming out, you know, where it goes to another whole word.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, yeah, we're on our way. No, we're on our work. Well, no, we're on our, you know. I'm like, yes, we'll be home soon, you know. It's like, so anyways, well, I think this should probably be a really fun read. And where will everybody be able to find your book?
Wherever books are sold, and you can also go to our website, whenparentstext.com, and click on book, and then you can order it online.
Okay. And, you know, is there a way just that you can turn off that auto, like, you know, speller so that you don't have to have, like, misspelled words?
I think it's specific to each phone model, but I will say that I'm so thankful for that technology because it has made our website what it is.
All right. Do people turn things in to you guys?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So we get submissions through our website.
Right.
Hundreds of day, and then we go through them and post the funniest.
Talk about making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, there you go. That was a good one.
Perfect example of taking something that's not very user-friendly and making it into a career. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
You got it. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lauren, for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right. You have a great day. All right. Yep. With that, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I have lots of stuff to give away, and I hope that you, you know, give us a call here so that you can get some tickets, get some books of my past guests on my show. And Jacob is waiting, so give us a call here at 805-639-0008, and we'll talk to you real soon. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for staying with us, and thanks for all those calls, and sorry, Jacob, he's running crazy over there, but I appreciate that. I do want to give out our phone number again here on the Kim Pagano Show. You can give us a call at 805-639-0008. I got lots to give away. We've got 4 different books and a couple tickets from Sheldon.
Yeah, for the Army of Freshmen at the Olivas Adobe Saturday night. And if you haven't been there, just a great evening. Concert starts at 7:30. Gates open at 6:30. And you can bring your own food, bring your own wine, or you can buy food there. And they have actually serve mixed drinks there.
So cool.
It's a really fun evening.
And out nice. Under the stars.
Under the stars.
What a cool place.
And they have events there all through the year, all through the summer.
Yeah, well, they have a summer series and then periodic things during the year. But this... And there's 4 concerts left.
Nice. Now, you're the guy to know. You know what's going on all throughout Ventura.
I know everything.
That's right.
I'm now known as Governor Brown.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. So you didn't have to run even,
California,
right?
California has 2 of us.
Nice.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about, Sheldon, how you got started with Ventura Breeze.
Well, the only logical answer is not logical. I think it was temporary insanity.
But, you know, don't you find that that's how things happen?
No, I think so. We moved to Ventura maybe 13 years ago, and I, like, know what's going on in the community. So I started reading, well, the VC Star and the VC Reporter. And the VC stands for Ventura County.
Right. Right.
And realized it wasn't telling me anything about Ventura. And I always thought that Ventura needed a newspaper. Not that I would start it, because I know nothing about it.
Right.
And it was always in my mind. And then my daughter went to work for one of the aforementioned papers in sales about 4 years ago. And I took her to dinner one night and I said, what would you think about starting a Ventura newspaper?
And so does she still work for you?
No.
Okay.
It's not her dream. She...
Isn't that funny? You know what? That's a really good point right there, Sheldon, is a lot of us have our own dreams, and yet we want them to be our children. And we have to all really be careful of that, that, you know, that sets us up for failure right there if it's not their dream.
Yeah, well, she was really nice, and she was excited about it and helped me start it. And then she moved to Denver and moved back about a week ago.
So wow.
So all the Stacy friends and fans, Stacy has returned.
Nice. That's cool. And what is she going to do? Or what was she doing
know.
Out there?
Stacy, call me.
Yeah, call us here.
Dad Stacey. Wants to know.
Tell me what you're going to do.
Exactly. Give us a call at 805-639-0008. And you know what? If you have anything going on in Ventura County that we need to know about, give us a call here.
Yeah. I I love, actually, Kim's article in this paper is about nothing is by accident, and it's completely fits with what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to do that, or somebody should do it, but I don't know how, and boom, there you have it.
I'm an architect.
I'm a hair therapist, okay?
Zero knowledge of the newspaper business. And anyway, Stacy and I decided to do it, and...
And how cool is that?
4 years ago, we had our first issue, and still going.
So you know, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
We're at
the end of our fourth year.
Wow. That's great.
You know, sometimes I find when you have no information is actually better than when you have all the information. Because when you have all the information, I think sometimes people limit themselves more because it's supposed to be done a certain way.
No, you're right. If I sat down with a bunch of newspaper people, they just look at me and say, you can't do it that way.
Right.
Well, who's your editor? How do you do this? And I don't know anything about the newspaper business. I just know about the Ventura Breeze.
Right.
And you know what? Because it's your creation. It's the same thing. When I got asked to do this show, I was like, I don't know how to do that. And they're like, well, let's just try. So I literally came on here and was just real, you know? And my philosophy is when you're being real and having fun, good things happen. And that's really how my show grew.
Yeah, that's great.
So, and now I'm doing that. I'm so excited to, you know, be a part of that. So, were you a publisher before?
Oh, no, I do nothing about publishing.
You said architect, right?
An architect.
So, did you always want to write?
I never wanted to write.
Even thought about it.
Never had a writing class. You know, in college, I guess I had something. No, I had no knowledge of it. Never thought in my mind I would ever do something like this.
So
still
what
hard
was,
for me to believe.
What was that first moment like when you actually said, okay, I'm doing this, I'm writing this, I'm putting this together? What did that feel like?
Well, it was funny. I guess fear, maybe. So Stacy and I finally decided to do it. We made a list because we didn't know anything. So we got a paper, probably the reporter because it was small enough, and wrote down, somebody has to print it. Somebody has to write articles. Somebody has to put it together. And we kind of separated the functions. I took the more technical ones, and she went online and looked for writers and photographers, and we just researched it and managed to do it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's your favorite part of the paper? What's your favorite thing to do?
Great question.
It's funny. The favorite part is it's about the paper, but not specifically. It's the fact that people at Ventura love it.
Nice.
And people don't think about words sometimes, but the people always say, I love reading your paper.
It's informational.
It's always love. It's always reading. It's not like, looking at it. Or everybody says, I love it. And it's just exciting walking down the street. It's not an ego thing, by the way, because I'm too old to worry about egos. Just walking down the street or someone comes over to me and shakes my hand. It's just really exciting to be part of Ventura.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I mean, and it's funny because I'm learning so much more about Ventura, and it's such a quaint town.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, don't you feel like you get to know so many people?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just...
And you get to know the depth of them.
Yeah, yeah. I hate the word, use importance in Ventura. You know, I know me, and we can talk a lot, and it's really exciting. And once your picture is in the Ventura Breeze, you'll be even more famous.
Oh, there you go. I can't wait. So, yeah. You know, I mean, I just think it's just words of expression. And that's kind of what I wanted to do, to be a part of your newspaper of words of expression.
Yeah, yes.
And to give people, you know, the thought that anybody can do anything that they put their mind to.
Oh, yeah. You know, I hate for people, even 40 and 50, say, I'm too old to go back to school to start something.
Yeah, you're...
I'm 76.
And hats off to you, Sheldon.
And when I was 71, I decided to go into a business I knew absolutely nothing about.
But
to me, life...
I love it.
Life just... You do things until you die. I hate the word... I'm not a workaholic because I don't like the financial implications. I'm a do-aholic.
A do-aholic. I like
and
that.
And my wife knows if I wasn't doing this, I'd be doing something else.
And you know what? And it's funny because I was
my dad just
moved down to Palm Springs. He's always worked, and he's an interior decorator, incredible, just pulls colors together, and you know, he can recreate somebody's home. And he went down there to retire, lives on a golf course, all that, and said, this isn't fun. And so he opened up a consignment store.
Well,
you know,
great.
My mom is a hairstylist, you know, at the studios. So I think it's never, you don't ever want to end.
No, I mean, what is the purpose of life anyway? I mean, just
to keep doing.
To me, it's not sitting around fishing.
No,
I'm sure fishing is a lot of fun.
Well, maybe one day a week.
One day. Yeah.
One day a week. Right. So what are your hobbies?
I play tennis.
Oh.
I belong to the Pierpont Racquet Club, so I play 2-3 times a week.
Is Pierpont in here?
Actually, the next issue has information
about
it.
See, there you go. Okay, yeah. Cool.
And I'm an artist, even though I haven't had a lot of time. I do a lot of artwork.
You know, and you have this one article in here that's about a dog.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, our probably our most popular writer is Dr. Scamp, Professor Scamp. He's a PhD. It's a pretty happy dog.
And, cute.
He went to Furry State University.
How funny.
And he's, I get jealous of Scamp sometimes because I'll go to events and people say, they don't say hi, they say, where's Scamp?
is Scamp really alive?
Yeah, I hope so. He was.
So is he your dog?
He was when I left home this morning.
There you go. I mean, so it's a real.
Woof, woof, Scamp.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's
okay.
A Shih Tzu.
Oh, I love Shih Tzus.
Our dog.
And so what made you decide to do that?
Oh, just because
just
it would be
fun.
Just for fun. I figured
it's
how many dogs
fun.
Have their own article.
I love it.
And he's someone's just working on a Facebook for him, so he'll have
oh, funny.
Very soon.
You know, one thing I like about your paper is it does feel more personal. I like to pick these kinds of things up, but I picked one up and all the articles were about a movie coming out and just going into the things that you can read in all these other papers mm-hmm. and things like that, but it was nothing personal about the community. And I love that this feels like it feels like you're talking to your neighbor when you read it.
Yeah,
it's not about not about just talking about something else, but it feels personal.
Yeah, well then it's been very successful then, cuz that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love
like
it.
On the page opposite of Scamp, you know, we have an article about two young entrepreneurs and a lady with a local flower shop. So it's
yeah, that's great. And so you're online, right?
Yes.
How do people find this paper if they're checking it out right now?
All right. Well, anywhere. If you're in China, maybe in China.
I got people listening out there. Trust me.
www.venturebreeze.com. And it'll have the latest issue and archives of past issues, and you just click on there, and you can read the paper online.
And how hard is it for you to get? Like, how often does it come out?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we're every other Wednesday.
For every other Wednesday,
yes,
okay.
So next issue will be August the 24th.
Okay.
And can people actually subscribe to the paper?
No. We tried that for a while. We're just not set up for that, and it. And we don't have an address place on the paper, and we have to put it in envelopes and mail it out, and it costs like $1.40 or something.
So
we drop that. So people just have to find it at their local restaurants.
And well, I love what you're doing, and I think you're connecting a lot of people, and that's kind of, you know, that's why I wanted to be a part of that, and I appreciate that, and I can't wait to grow.
Yeah, and congratulations on being a sponsor for the Kim Pagano Show as well.
Yeah,
I heard the ad the other day, and I sent Kim a text. Oh, I like this ad. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
How about ads? We're free, so we're supported by advertisers, like most people in the media. So advertising at VenturaBreeze.com to advertise your business in the paper would be appreciated. Support your community.
There you go.
Very nice.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to take a really quick break, and we will be back from, and here's a little word from my sponsor. So also remember, we still have a couple books left, and give us a call here at 805-639-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and stay with us. Rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. Sure. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to LA's Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo. But that was when I ruled the
world. And the books. Welcome back, everyone. Our phones are going crazy, and thank you, Jacob. Good job. So, you know, I did want to mention one thing that's going on this weekend, and it's Saturday, August 20th, and Sunday, August 21st. It's Arts in the Park, and that is 2 days to really enjoy the art and live music, and I've never been to that. Is it a good one?
Yeah, this is it's put on by the Chamber of Commerce, and this is the first year it's been in the harbor.
Oh, how nice. Cool is
it's
that?
It's really great because people can enjoy the harbor and have lunch or dinner there, and it's... And one of the features, they're going to have chalk art. And I don't know if you've ever seen...
Oh, you know what? Stacy, actually. Stacy Reed, she emailed me. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a shame they can't save it. It's incredible art.
Really?
Yeah. It's just outstanding. So it's going to be a really great weekend. And
that's like hopscotch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of rhyme.
Hopscotch plus, plus, plus.
There you go. I love it.
The Ventura Breed's going to have a booth there, so you may be able to meet me.
There you go. I love it.
You know, I think that's one thing, especially about Ventura County. There's always so many really amazing things happening. There's always something going on.
Yeah, always.
And and you couldn't ask for a better little community, too, whether it's by out by the waterside or in the parks or in downtown. I'm always impressed by Ventura and what's going on.
And there is. It's kind of a very, you know, when I go down to like Main Street, it's just so comfy.
Yeah.
You know, except for their parking meters, you know? I know they need money, and I know that that's something that they need, but, you know, it's like, I think they're trying to actually get rid of them, right?
Well, no, there may be an initiative on the ballot in November unless a judge throws it out.
Oh.
Because it may be illegal for the people to vote on that.
Oh.
So it's been assigned to a judge, and if he decides that it would be illegal anyway, he could remove it from the ballot.
See, like I said, you really are the guy to know.
Yes.
You know everything going on.
I know. I better get that judge on my show.
I don't know who it is. I'm going to try to find out.
Oh, okay. That would be interesting. So, all right. Well, I know we have our next guest on the line. And Kimberly, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. So what are we talking about? Playtime Rocks, huh?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and so you're going to give us some tips for making the most of playtime.
Yes, making the most of playtime and sharing some survey results as well on parents and play and the incorporation of music.
Okay, so we were just talking about that earlier, that music actually just really makes a child and anybody, you know, well-rounded.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting because when you play music during your child's playtime, they play for longer periods of time. And our survey also revealed that children are happier and sillier with music playing.
Well, I know when I have my music on, I feel happier. You know, it kind of takes your thoughts out of your mind. You're listening to music, and I definitely agree with that.
And not that it's playtime, but whenever I'm cleaning the house, I like to have music on in the background. I don't know, it just helps me focus a little better, and I feel more productive. So I don't know how that translates from play to cleaning, but I know I like it. I enjoy that.
Yeah,
it's relaxing, and I think the body craves it, and we can use music to modify our emotions. We can have uplifting music to make us feel good and pumped up about something, or we could play music to relax us. And it's the same with children. That's what the survey found, is that children and adults respond to music the same way.
I love it. Now, you know, there was a teacher that actually, when they were doing math, that played, played hard rock, believe it or not. But the kids did really good. So I don't know what the correlation is, you know, with that. But I think the kids, you know, I know my oldest daughter could, you know, do her homework. And, well, all of my kids really, you know, can do their homework while the music's blaring. I can't think when it's like that. I like a nice background music, you know.
Yes. And, we encourage parents to use music as an activity, not as a separate entity from playtime. And that to encourage music and play together. And parents are more likely to play with their kids when music's on, and we really want to encourage that creative play for families.
Can you give some examples then of how to tie in music and what kind of activities are good with it and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. You know, we're so busy sometimes with work and commutes and, you know, balancing the household that we don't take time to get on the floor and realize the benefits of playing with our children. And parents are more relaxed when music's on, so they're more likely to play with their kids. So first of all, incorporate music into play. Get on the floor. Be silly. Get in touch with that silly side. If you're at a loss for activities, a lot of parents claim that they're stressed coming up with activities to engage their kids. Go online. You know, go to your kid's favorite website. Get some ideas for activities. Do them at home. Turn the music on. In fact, Lego has a wonderful music program for kids. It's called Duplo Jams. It's free downloadable music on their Facebook page. And they've got, like, range from the blues to soft rock, and the kids can totally jam out with their parents.
Wow. And now, so Kimberly, what do you do?
Well, I have two little guys, so I'm super busy with my kids, and I need to be kind of silly to keep them engaged, and they love music. So we change the scenery. I take the boys outside. We bring music outside. In the summer months, we love to do the water play with music. Use cardboard boxes and make cars and spaceships and play music as well. But once again, I'm one of those silly moms, so I like to do those kind of crafty things.
Right. Now, is your husband a silly dad?
Yes, he is, but he's not crafty. Like, he wouldn't... When I told the boys to make a spaceship out of a box, my husband was, like, enthralled. He couldn't believe I came up with that idea.
So now, is that how your mom was to you? Is that how you learned it?
She was the opposite. She would read a book and say, go play in your room. So I'm a child therapist. So, you know, I know the benefits of playing, and I know how much children really appreciate parents getting down at their level and seeing the world through their eyes.
What is your connection with music? How did that link come into play for you?
Well, the connection with music is because it's so much a part of the human condition. We respond. Our bodies respond to music in so many ways, and it's a motivator that... you know, a lot of parents will play more often with their children and bond. And so I think for me, when the music's on, I am more likely to play with the kids and enjoy the music and get the iPad out and download the tunes, as opposed to them just playing alone without music. I'm not as likely to get on the floor with them. So
I love it. And now, do you have like a play group?
Yes, I have a very big play group, and we love to have music time with the kids. And the play group is madly in love with the Duplo Jams because it's so age appropriate for the little preschoolers.
Right. And now, do you encourage your kids to learn how to play music?
Yes, we do. Not my preschooler. You know, he's quite young, but my older son is an amazing drummer. My little guy wants to play the piano, and so it's going to be a natural transition from us being a music family to being an instrument-playing family.
All right. Well, I think it's a great thing as we're coming back into school right now. And, you know, I think that that's something that we need to pay attention to our kids, because they're going to be going back to school where they work really hard and they need that free time to kind of let their brains unload. You know, really almost like we do when we go to a jazz, you know, band and listen, so that it just, it's kind of expression of letting our brain relax.
Well, and I think it's really great to also take the music and allow them even to just explore dancing. Yeah. Move your body, moving around, moving in your space, because that can be so healing as well, and relaxing, and exercise. So it can be fun. I mean, that's really what Zumba and the original aerobics and everything were about, was about playing and dancing to music. You know, let the kids do that.
Right.
Great point.
I really agree. And you know what? I mean, really for all ages, you know, even as you get older, you want to just kind of keep your body going. And your mind. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Kimberly, for being a part of our show today. And I appreciate your tips. If you can leave us with one last tip that you would suggest parents to do, what would that be?
You know, there are so many ways to play. And I just want to encourage parents to understand that their interaction with their kids through play will last a lifetime. And it only takes a couple minutes out of your day to play some tunes and interact with your child. And of course, we hope you rock out with us at facebook.com/LEGO Duplo and rock on to those cool tunes for little ones.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. So you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence, and we've got Sheldon Brown from Ventura Breeze, and we've got Jacob on the line, and our lines have been going crazy, and I think we've given away all our books and all our tickets, and I appreciate you for bringing those tickets in. Also, I do want to remind anybody that if they ever want to be a partner, and really I call that a partner of my show, because I take you wherever I go. And when I'm out there, you know, I want to represent all of my partners. And I appreciate that, because I wouldn't be here without my sponsors.
Well, Kim, I think that's what makes part of your show unique, and what helps people to feel connected to it. Because really, you know, your motto is adding value every day in every way. And at least in my experience of being a part of the show, that's exactly what you bring to the table. You know, Sheldon here, I love the paper. The paper speaks so much to that adding value every day for people. And really, when somebody is a sponsor with you, it is about continuing to share how they fit into, like you said, sort of that team approach. And it's really great to be a part of it. So I do encourage people that if you are if you're thinking about it, if you're thinking about what would it be to be a sponsor, give Kim a call. It's really not as challenging or difficult as you might think. And I really just, speaking for me, I don't know a more amazing woman who is out there and really wants to add value to people's lives and to really help contribute to help people be stronger and better in their lives, in their businesses, in their families. So, Kim, you couldn't ask for a better team,
wow,
team leader.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I really, that's kind of something that I do, is many hands make little work. And if we all, you know, our world right now is going through such a hard time. But if we can add, you know, a smile to somebody, or confidence to somebody, or just, you know, make their day a little bit better, that's what it's about.
Well, I really believe that the people that want to thrive are going to thrive.
Oh, yeah.
And the people that don't want to are going to struggle.
Right.
So we get to make that choice, and we get to thrive. And the more we get to do that and share that with other people, it's contagious.
I agree. You know, one of the things that I really want to throw out there is, you know, we all need to be responsible for where we're going in this world. You know, I think it's to the point where, you know, we're watching our government and it's a little messed up right now, and or a lot messed up. And, you know, our recession. So we need to take care of our merchants that are our little small guys that are still trying out there to, you know, make a living, and to really help them, you know, accomplish what, be a part of that, to spend your money where you live, so that, you know, you can keep all of our people in, you know, intact. So
yeah, it's sort of the it takes the village, but it also we're a team. We live here, we thrive here, we dine here, and like I said earlier, Ventura is such a great little community, and to be able to give back to it and continue to grow with it is quite amazing.
Right. You know, the big thing is, you know, I didn't make it out to the Venture Fair, but those are things like that that bring everybody together. And I just think it's so cool to go and visit these things that are happening out there. We've got a great, all of our colleges around here.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to be out there and be a part of everything. And so if there is something that's going on right now, I want to know about it. I want to tell everybody so that they can get there and experience it. Because, you know, it was Casa Pacifica, Taste of Camarillo. We've got... There's so many things coming up. There's
air show this weekend.
Oh, okay. See, there the air show. Yeah. Where's that at? Is that
the Camarillo Airport?
It is at the at the airport. Mm. I mean, right here. There should be no reason why somebody's sitting at home having nothing to do. You know, and once you get out and you're with other people, it just brings, you know, a smile to your face.
Yeah.
I think that's important. And that's something that, you know, we were talking about making you feel better. You know, if you feel, a lot of people feel alone and maybe they don't have a lot of friends or they don't feel like they have a lot of friends. You have to be the person that puts yourself out there. And you have to make that first step and to get out there. And if you see somebody, you know, I heard this the other day, if you see somebody without a smile, give them yours.
Oh,
you know, give them nice. Yours because you know what? There's a lot of people out there that just by talking to them every day can, you know, make a phone call to five of your friends throughout the day to just add, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, and be conscious about other people's feelings.
Yeah. I mean, that happened to me 2 days ago. Because, you know, when you graduate from high school, like, and you go off to college, you lose all those friends that you were so connected and closely with.
Right.
And I was back home, and then I got a call from one of my close friends that I haven't talked to in, like, 2 years. And he's like, she's like, how are you doing? And I'm like, whoa, I haven't talked to you in, like, 2 years, such a long time. And we just started talking and stuff like that. And it's, like, really good because, like, it just, like, made me more happy. Like, kind of, like, made my day, you know?
Yeah, because like, you think that you don't. And, you know, I've done this before where I actually have, you know, in our phones, favorite friends, favorite contacts, right? Because sometimes you get busy or you get a little down and you think, oh, I don't have anybody to turn to. And you kind of look at that and you go, oh, wait a minute, I do. I have my little support group.
And I think it is important to take the time to reach out to someone when you're feeling down or when you're just needing a change or pick me up or just to stay in touch. But I think so often we don't reach out when we need a little help and then we'd rather just beat ourselves up a bit. So those friends and those contacts are important.
You know, another thing that I want to put out there is I think that so many of us are living on 24/7 with our computers and our texts and our phones and all that, right? And sometimes you have to think about where you're going. Are you on the right road? Have you made the right choice? Is this something that you want to restart your life, you know, or kind of have you checked in? Are you living the life that you want and value?
You know, I've been working a lot on my life mapping program that I have and that I've created. And it's all about kind of looking at those different areas in our lives, looking at if we're on the track that we want to be on, and most importantly, creating sort of our own mission statement for what that is. And so when you have that own mission statement of who I am and what how I hope to contribute back in my life, all those other parts, how are they blending with what your mission is?
Right.
So it is interesting when you start to really look for yourself what you want to see what happens. Like, I love that Sheldon is 71 and all of a sudden is creating a newspaper for the first time.
It always depresses me when maybe someone 30 says, well, I'm going to retire in 2064 and then I can start enjoying life.
Start today.
You know, if God. You go to work every day and you're miserable, you got to find something else to do.
Don't you agree?
This is your life.
This is your movie. Make it a good one.
Yeah, even if you got to downsize and, you know, sell your kids.
I got four. No.
This is, you know, tomorrow is like, you know, that corny thing is the first day of your life.
Yeah. And anybody, you're right, that says, okay, you know, next week I'm going to start.
Right.
Start
I'm gonna go fishing
today.
When I'm, you know, 70 and really enjoy life. Why wait?
Why wait?
Absolutely.
I love that. Agree. Yeah. And in fact, my next column that's coming out is actually about that. It's about rethink everything. And so I definitely want you to pick up one of the Venture Breezes. They've got so many things in there, and you'll get connected to Ventura. So, and you'll be able to read my column, and I'd love to hear some input back from everybody, because I hope that it will empower you to be the best you. So I want to say thank you so much for being
thank
a part
you
of my show.
Here. It's a pleasure.
I can't wait to have you back, and anything that's going on, I want you to let me know about it so I can connect everybody.
All right, I'll email you.
Please do, exactly. And Prudence, give out your number for anybody who wants to, have life coaching or...
Great. My number, the way to reach me is 818-257-8711. And, or you can email me at lifedesignwithprudence@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And our website's underway. That's always a work in progress for
sure. Yeah.
But 818-257-8711.
All right. And thank you so much, Jacob. Great job.
Thank you,
Kim. Know our phones were ringing off the hook. I love it because that just makes me feel like we're really growing. Mm-hmm. And I love that you're a part of my team here.
Thank you.
And I look forward to meeting all of you out there. We've got a couple mixers coming up that I'm going to put out there so that everybody can be a part of it and be able to network and grow. And really, that's what it's all about, is many hands make little work. And if we just keep kind of bringing people on that you can learn about and that they're all valuable people, that's what life's about. So with that, of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is never look back unless you are planning to go that way. So look forward, and I know. I mean, really, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Make it a good one. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and remember, if for any reason you missed any part of my show today, listen again at 3 o'clock, and for that, I will talk to you tomorrow.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night.